that pink thing. What about us? An exceptionally powerful woman. Really, one of the most inspiring female vocal artists of this generation, and someone I really look up to. Speaking of strong female presences in our lives, sometimes we really do need to learn how to lean on the people around us for support, especially when we're navigating new things, such as motherhood, such as breastfeeding. And right now on the line, I have with me a representative from the Lelechi League. I hope I'm saying that right. Carolyn, you're on the line. How are you this morning?
Hi, I'm very well, and thank you so much for having me. Yes, you got that right. I am a Lelechi League leader. I'm part of the Lelechi League South Africa. I'm also part of the Lelechi League International. I work for the ANAC committee, which is advocacy, networking, and action. So, yeah, I'm happy to be on today.
Thank you so much for joining us. As we've noted, I mean, breastfeeding is one of those things that we're just supposed to apparently know how to do, but there are so many women who find difficulty in the unknown, and it's amazing to hear that there is an international organization at work helping women daily and that support is available. So I just want to dive in by asking, you know, why do we need to know these things? Why have the foundation in the first place, and give you an opportunity to just let those people out there who are listening know that the help is available?
Thank you. I love that question. First, I just want to say, any opportunity to say the word boobs on the radio, I'm very happy to have, so thank you.
Love that.
So Lelechi League is amazing, and I'm so glad we're getting to do this and getting to talk to people, because we honestly don't get enough scope out there. Women really should know about us when they get pregnant, when they think about babies, and thereafter. So Lelechi League is a non-profit global organization. We're a volunteer organization. And what makes us different is that we're peer-to-peer, which means you're basically speaking to other women or individuals who have breastfed, maybe are breastfeeding, and are very involved in the lactation world.
Right.
We're skilled lactation support. Everything that comes out of us is science and research-based. You will hear nothing that hasn't been followed up and backed up completely by scientific research.
Right.
We're very specific lactation, human milk, and breastfeeding knowledge, and we're constantly updating our education and our skills, and we counsel on a one-to-one basis and in groups. So what you're getting is you're able to reach people who have this amazing knowledge and amazing skill, and it's completely free, it's non-profit, completely volunteer.
Wow.
So there's no cost at all. We're open to absolutely everyone, and we are drooling to be able to connect with you and help you and just help you feel empowered and supported. And basically, we want you to make your own choices based on how you want to do this, but we make sure that you are receiving the best possible information in order to make those choices and to fulfill your own parenting goals.
I mean, that knowledge is power, literally, in this case. And I mean, I have not yet had kids. I have had friends who are new mums, and I've seen it can be such a stressful situation. It can be full of shame, and I hate that word, but it's true, because you feel like you may be doing something wrong. But you used a really cool analogy when we were prepping for this interview, and you said it's pretty much like being handed a hockey stick as a non-hockey player and being expected to play on the national side. I mean, come on.
And I mean, also because it's like, yes, you naturally will be a good hockey player, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be able to do it at the start of a game. And what we always talk about is the reason we need to exist as a group is because we do not live in tribes anymore. And that means that from young ages, young girls used to be able to witness what breastfeeding looks like, how it happens, how there's other people around, you know, to have different expectations. Now, we don't live in those tribes anymore, and most people live in a nuclear family, and breastfeeding happens at home by themselves. And in the beginning, as you had asked me earlier, why is it so hard? It is hard. It can be very hard. And I want you to say, for most women, not just for some, for most women, there is a bit of struggle involved. The truth is, you give birth, however you give birth, and you are so emotional. There are so many hormones. You're also in pain. I mean, what you've been through,
of course,
and experiences that is crazy. And then you're pretty much an amateur, and you've been given this other little baby that you love so much, but it's an amateur too. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to one day be professionals at this. You are. You absolutely are, because it is natural and it is organic. But there is this learning period in the beginning that is incredibly, incredibly hard. And without having those women around you and those tribes that have been through this before, that understand what it's like to feel like your nipple is going to fall off, unless you, you've not many people would have been exposed to that.
Yeah.
To expect this of us is a lot, and we expect it of ourselves, and we are not patient with ourselves. And we basically, we need kindness, we need empathy, but you also, like I said earlier, you need the right information.
Right.
Because unfortunately, we do not have a breast milk friendly world and culture at the moment. And so you need the right information, the right science-based information, empathetically learned and empathetically given to you, so that you can decide how you want to move forward and how you want to strengthen your bond and how you want to be, like, act as a parent, you know, going forward. But you need to be able to be exposed to the right kind of environment to make all those choices
right.
for yourself.
It sounds like an incredibly empowering journey. It sounds like, and I like that you highlighted there, that it's not only a journey that you're going on as a new mum, but it's a skill that the baby is learning as well.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's also, when we spoke before, I think I had mentioned to you that I really do want to remove this idea that there's this massive responsibility on the mom. So it's a fantastic time in lactation at the moment. The last 10 years, we've had this amazing growth, and we now, a lot of neurology, a lot of physiological science, a lot of research going into basically the infant, the human infant,
mm-hmm.
and what we understand about the infant's brain, about how their neurons fire, about how they are empowered physiologically to get their cognitions going, is unbelievable. It's an amazing time to be alive. And what we are hearing is basically in the last couple of decades, we have intervened too much.
Right.
We have decided how things should look and how babies should be lying and how mom should be doing things. And we've gotten ourselves too sticky and too involved in there. And we've actually been practicing things that have caused our babies, our infants, to kind of like lock down.
Right.
And what we understand now is that all that baby really needs is the right environment.
Okay.
But the right environment is hard to make and hard to basically protect when you're in an environment when a baby is born and there's just crazy stuff happening. There's nurses running in and out. There's babies being tangled around and moved. And then it's like, okay, baby, you're out in this environment. You're feeling stressed. You're a bit cold. You've got all these people touching you, there's everything. Now, why don't you just quickly latch onto mother and just feed? It's just not that simple. What we're realizing now is actually we need, you know, it's kind of like me saying to you, like, eat, 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 eat. It's just not something that like happens. It's not like that. And babies, we have to remember, infants are tiny humans.
Right.
So just like you have your things you like and I have my things I like, which are nothing the same as my brother or my sister and what they like, our babies are like that too. So deciding there's a one-size-fits-all or that we need to kind of put them into certain specific positions or certain specific ways of doing stuff is really antiquated. What we're realizing now is that what baby really needs is the space and the time to do what they want to do and need to do by themselves.
Right. I think it is absolutely incredible. I mean, preparing for this interview, I went onto your Facebook page because that's where a lot of the support is available from. I mean, we could sit here all morning, all day, discussing all the different terminology, all the different styles, like you say. But can we speak to creating that environment? Some terms like skin to skin, positioning, latching. Can we speak about those things?
Oh, I'd love that. Yes, I'd absolutely love that. So what we mean about like creating an environment, and I think it sounds like quite a technical term. What it's not. It's not really. The ideal, we say in the lactation world, the ideal place for a fetus is inside a mother.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal place for a neonate or a newborn is on top of a mother.
Okay.
Or on top of a birth parent, pretty much. So what that means is that they need to be on you. They need to be on you because on you is where all their scents are, where that lovely, like, sense of smell that's going to guide them. It's your chest is full of this amazing bacteria that, by the way, keeps you alive and needs to keep your baby alive on the outside, too. So they're collecting all that.
Wow.
They're also being exposed. But in that skin-to-skin position that they're lying on you, there's certain beautiful things taking place. Like, for instance, you're sniffing them in. And your hormones are just going crazy. Your brain is going crazy, producing all these amazing hormones that are going to help you in the next weeks and years as you move forward as a parent. And that's happening to you while the baby's on you. What's happening to baby is there are certain processes like thermoregulation, which is basically keeping baby warm, to, and it's going to be burning up their calories. Now your body is taking over that.
Wow.
Your body is taking over that. So guess what? Baby can just lie there, and instead of them controlling things like their own breathing and their own heat and their own thermoregulation and their own sort of neurological, they are fully, fully calm because they're in the perfect spot, so there's no stress happening. They're all of their calories that are going to keeping themselves warm and heartbeat and breathing is all being transferred to you. Your body's doing it. So that's why when we talk about skin to skin, we're not just like, okay, it's a great way to connect. It's actually physically best for your baby in the most crazy ways. I mean, all those calories can just go straight to storing fat, which is, as a lot of moms know in the beginning, your biggest concern is my baby gaining weight? So just the removal of the extra calories by that simple act of putting baby on you, and as much as you want. In any, I always tell my moms that I counsel, it's not just for birth. In any situation that you move forward in that first year of your baby's life where you are feeling like something is not right, something is not going right, baby is not okay, put that baby on your chest. All of that stuff remains as important throughout the first year of life. Hey, do it with your 10-year-old. I mean, you know, or it doesn't stop being important and effective just because baby grows up.
It's a beautiful way to synchronize. I mean, it's as humans in general, it sounds like a superpower. But like you say, it's just having that knowledge, knowing what the right stuff to do is. And I mean, I'd like to move into a part of the conversation where we can speak about how externally we can support breastfeeding in individuals. Because like you say, it's been a very stressful world lately. There's been COVID, there's constant strikes happening, and these can really disrupt that synchronicity process and creating of the right environment.
Yes. So I think that, I mean, this is something that we as literally leaders and me and myself as a lactation counselor, because I do a lot of talks, I love to do talks, is something that we're always trying to figure out. What can we tell is going to be the tell to people that can make them believe, okay, this is how to best support? Because for us, we want as many babies in the world as getting human milk as humanly possible. So for us, we always try and figure this out. And I think something that I've figured out throughout my talks and conversations is that there needs to be, everyone needs to be on the breast milk breastfeeding team.
Okay.
And that doesn't just mean that we're like, oh, I hear breastfeeding is good for us, I'm on that team. Anyone who is sort of like just on the team because they've heard is going to crumble at the first sign of mom completely losing her shit and being stressed. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is the problem. What we mean by team members is we mean people who've actually gone and realized the value and the power and the science behind the milk and the active breastfeeding. So for instance, I said to you, we could talk for days about milk. And the thing with breast milk is we only know pretty much 20% of how effective it is.
Wow.
And the 20% we know is absolutely mind-boggling. So the first thing to know about breast milk is that it is alive. It is not sterile. It cannot be manufactured in a lab. And no matter how anyone tries, it cannot get close to what it is.
Wow.
It's alive. It's made in the blood. It contains bacteria, immunoglobulin, proteins, brain fats, antibodies, probiotics, stem cells, every nutrient possible, hormones.
Wow.
Hormones to signal your glucose, to signal your insulin, hormones to signal when baby is full. How amazing is that? Towards the end of a breastfeed, there is a hormone that comes into the baby, into baby's mouth that makes him or her know that they are full, so that they don't overeat. This is why breastfed babies do not overeat. You cannot overfeed a breastfed baby. We even have lately we found the Hamlet protein, which is being used at the moment in cancer research. So that's how amazing human milk is. And I'm going to say anyone who wants to support a breastfeeding mother, get on the internet and do a Google. It is a 100% undisputed fact that there is nothing wrong about breast milk. Breast milk is a miracle. So you need to have that kind of knowledge in your head before you support, because then you know your why. I always feel like in life you can do the hardship if you have your why.
Of course.
And when you have your why about, okay, this is what breast milk does. Breast milk lays the foundation for immunity for your entire life. How your body is going to face infection forever. That for a parent is like, it's like gold to us. You're like, oh my gosh, I can do something for my child that is going to have a lifelong effect. That's what's going to help you support someone and help a mother who is on her worst day and thinking, why am I doing this? You can be there and say to her, my love, this is why you are doing this. This is what we are doing. It is absolute hardship. And by the way, the best introduction to parenting you could probably ask for, because it's emotional, it's draining, wow. You lack of sleep. So, you know, welcome to parenting.
Caroline, I would love to keep you on the line all day. This is absolutely fascinating. I can't believe how much I've learned in the last 15 minutes. But unfortunately, there is some music that's required on the radio. But I would love to just leave the listeners with a final message and let them know how they can get in touch with the La Leche League and really just drink from all of this wisdom that you've been feeding us.
Sure. Okay, so listen, La Leche League, like I say, is open and available and wonderful. And the best way to contact us is if you go on to the La Leche League South Africa website, you'll see that there's all of your leaders are listed there. You can contact them telephonically. Everyone is just, like I say, drooling to hear from you. The other way is, as you mentioned, the Facebook group. A lot of moms prefer that. What's wonderful about the Facebook group is you can put a question on there, and not only leaders, but other mothers will also respond to you. So you do get that lovely community vibe
amazing.
On the Facebook group.
Incredible, yes. Caroline. That's La Leche, L-A-L-E-C-H-E League. Find them on Facebook, find them online, do a Google search, and make sure that you are educating yourself. This is a fascinating topic. It is a topic that can literally set the tone to a young human's life. It is mind-blowing. And if you would like to know more, please get in touch with the incredible people like Caroline. Thank you for spending time with us this morning. And
You're so welcome.
I hope that you have a fantastic day.
Thank you.
Headed back to the music now, it's Charlie XCX with a track called Boom Clap.